890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this terrific, rainy, overcast Thursday here at the studios, June 19th, 2025 edition. We talked about the plans of the governor, the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, and the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, agreeing to get together to have talks about the budget. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, House Speaker Matt Hall, and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks talked with each other yesterday in pairs as the leaders started laying the groundwork for a compromise on at least the K through 12 school portion of the fiscal year 2026 budget. The unorthodox meeting schedule kicked off the negotiations on the spending plans with the governor in Australia for a trade mission. Well, we have a triple play of what that means. I'll be talking about it in this half hour. The first part of this is the governor is out of the country. With the governor out of the country, the lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist, is the acting governor. Who is the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, in Australia with? Quentin Messer Jr. Who is he? He is the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, a money laundering scheme created years ago to basically funnel money through from us, the taxpayers of Michigan, to this commission, giving them the ability to give out handouts to corporations. The Democrats' friends, Republicans' friends in the past under Snyder did the same thing as a way to try to entice them, bribe them to come to Michigan and create jobs. Well, I don't know if the timing of this was meant to be, but while the governor was in Australia with Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, served a search warrant to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's office yesterday afternoon, being investigated by the Attorney General. Now, I don't know if Dana Nessel's office waited to serve the search warrant until Messer was out of the country with the governor or not. But I find the timing of it to be very interesting. The other component to this is very interesting. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is the acting governor. Challenged by the Senate Minority Leader, Republican Eric Nesbitt, who's already announced his campaign for governor, called out Garland Gilchrist on the Senate floor. Will you call for a special election to fill the vacancy that has been there since January 3rd for the 35th State Senate District? As a candidate for governor, you said publicly that if you were the governor, you would call for that special election. Well, sir, guess what? You are the governor this week. As long as Whitmer's in Australia, you're the acting governor. Call for the election. So it's a very interesting day, to say the least, with the governor finally announcing where the heck she's been in Australia for a quote-unquote trade mission. Okay, Australia. Right. Got it. All sides are hopeful that a budget agreement can be reached by the statutory July 1st deadline created after the disastrous 2019 budget negotiations, in which the Republican Speaker and Senate Majority Leader sent a non-negotiated budget to Whitmer's desk, and the governor responded by using the administrative board to move money around and then cut massive chunks of money out of the budget. At the time, Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, did not play nice with them, the governor's office. As a result, it was a disastrous first budget process under this governor. She won the 2018 election. She took over January 1st, 2019, and they just blew the negotiations completely. So as a result, they passed a law that said statutorily July 1st is the deadline for school budgets at a minimum. Well, what is it exactly they are talking about? On the table are spending plans for the Department of Education, the School Aid Fund, which sends state money to local school districts, the higher education budget for universities, the community college budget, and the spending plan for the newly created Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential. My LEAP. That's what they're trying to get done basically a week from this coming Tuesday. Today, last legislative day of the week. Governors out of the country. Senate's already passed their budget. House hasn't. So what they're saying is that basically next week, June 24th, 25th, and 26th, the 3 days they're in Lansing, they're going to come up with the school budget. Something that might be acceptable to the Senate Democrat-controlled and the Democrat governor. We'll have to wait and see. But it doesn't really matter because the statute that they passed back in 2019, folks, has no punishment. There's no penalties, fines, fees. Nobody's going to jail. They just didn't get it done. Oh, okay. So now that you missed the deadline, now local school districts, basically starting their new budget, have no guidance, no idea of what kind of money they're going to get from Lansing. So panic starts at the local school district levels. Local counties have no idea what they're going to get in the form of revenue sharing. So everything starts to go into chaos at the local level. So we're going to see if they can put something together that is acceptable to the Senate, acceptable to the governor, that the House actually ends up putting together. Their budget proposal, which has already came out, completely different structuring than what the Senate Democrats came up with and what the governor is accustomed to. Whitmer and the Senate Democrats basically at $10,000 per pupil. The Republicans are at $12,000. What? You're saying the Republican-controlled House wants to spend 20% more per pupil than what the Democrats are asking for? Well, I thought Republicans were fiscally conservative. They are. What they did is they took over 100 categoricals, these special little pockets of money that the Democrats over years and years, and even Rick Snyder did this, carved out little pockets of money, little pots of money, I should say, to pay for special things. Busing. Now, since the Democrats have been providing free breakfast, free lunches for the kids, that's a different pot of money. Early pre-K spending, that's a different pot. All this has been, over many, many years, folks, carved out of the real school aid fund package. Well, the Republicans said it's time for complete disclosure and transparency. It's very, 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 very simple. What you have to look at is the fact that this is a process that we need to streamline. We need to put it all under one school aid budget, attach some strings to it, some rules that goes along with the spending, and pass it in the House. Well, the universities and a lot of other education organizations, teachers union, superintendents, principals, a lot of people have come out against the Republicans' proposed budget. University of Michigan, Michigan State University. Well, in talking about Matt Hall's higher education budget, increases overall funding for state universities by 3.4%, even though it cuts two of the universities. Speaker Hall said yesterday that the University of Michigan and the Michigan State University are out of touch and have become elitist. He said that that's a point that Michiganders feel the most strongly about, and the House Republicans are acting upon it. Hall said several of the 13 universities receive around 30% more in state funding under their bill, have been very positively impacted, and they're excited about their increases. Despite cutting 65% to the University of Michigan and 19% to Michigan State. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. 264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this discussion about the budget. School budget on the table as a top priority to try to get done before the July 1st deadline, a week from this coming Tuesday. Matt Hall and the Republicans gave overall funding for state universities a 3.4% increase. However, two universities, University of Michigan was cut 65%. Michigan State University, my school, was cut by 19%. Matt Hall said Central Michigan University specifically thanked me. I'm not really a friend of Central Michigan. However, I am a Western Michigan Bronco, so the rival between my school and theirs, and for them to call me to praise me, was very nice. It's a really good plan for Central Michigan, and they called me to personally thank me. A handout from the press conference statements from Central Michigan University, Matt Hall School of Western Michigan University, Wayne State University, and Michigan Technological University expressed their support for the higher education budget. They were issued on June 13th and presented to me yesterday. Now, here is the bottom line for the higher education portion of the budget that the Republicans came out with. Under the House initial higher education budget, the university's allocations from an increased Michigan Achievement Scholarship was factored into the university's state funding total. And also with the House Fiscal Agency's analysis. Without the allocations factored into the equation, every university would have been cut. Well, the House ended up changing gears with a bill, House Bill 4580. The higher education budget for fiscal year 2026. In its bill that passed the full House, all schools receive their money through annual state grants. It's made it more clear for reporters using the House Fiscal Agency's analysis for their reporting. The bill passed on June 12th, a week ago today. Well, the Senate came out publicly immediately against it. The governor, on the other hand, no comment. I don't know, maybe she was packing her suitcase for Australia. But regardless, nothing. Crickets. So it's very interesting because they passed their version, the Senate passed their complete budget, and the governor put out her numbers earlier this year. Well, one of the negotiators in this process, with the House Speaker talking about in terms of meeting the July 1st deadline, had this perspective. House K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Tim Kelly, a Republican from Saginaw. I think it could be close. It could end up being a week or so after, but I think everybody is on board. We are at least now talking to one another. Well, another basis for optimism is over in the Senate side, where the Senate controls by one seat that Senate chamber. Senate Appropriations Subcommittee Chair in the Senate is Senator Darren Calamari, very socialist, communist Democrat from Trenton. The basis for his optimism could stem in part from last week's breakfast sit-down with Kelly. Merz asked Kelly specifically, do you think Calamari is leaning toward deal? Kelly responded, I believe he's probably north of 70% at this point. Yeah, I'll go with that. One of the sticky points in the two distinctively different budgets, the House is using a lump sum approach with state aid to local schools, while the Senate continues to use the old formula of putting more money into the categoricals, the separate little pots of money, where the state then can control specific programs. Kelly and his Republican friends think that the schools should make their own choices. The categoricals are not getting us to where we want to be. We need to start doing it differently. Free lunch, free breakfast offerings would be a good example of these. Well, the senators feel if schools opt out, the kids will go hungry. And this is a stigma of being concerned about disadvantaged, underprivileged children getting free meals. You know what? A couple more sentences on this story. We'll wrap it up on the top of the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate